are we putting anything RNC on the TV or not? Time to decide, gents.
What do you mean? Oh,
are we doing any live?
Are we remote, Sean, or are we not remote?
Even if we're not remote, we need to decide if we want something.
I'm sorry,
up or not.
I misinterpreted that. I thought that was a joke.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, we were totally going to start the podcast with...
We are the champions?
John and I are here in the studio, and we don't have a lot of people here, and I apologize for that, but in a minute, you're going to appreciate that, because we're going to go live remote to Cleveland.
Yeah. Pull some strings, and we got the...
We've sorted this out. The Camaro was going light speed towards Cleveland from Chicago.
Yeah. We made it. We're here.
Stop fucking doing that to the microphone.
Smoke comes out of the mixing board.
Do we want Fox News Live or something up so we know what's going down in case people need to comment?
This is Dion's way of doing of producing the intro audio. Just put it on while we're starting. So thanks very much. Appreciate that.
It is. I do. You know, somebody had a great tweet. I guess we're slow rolling here, so we can talk about this. But somebody had a... Did you see that one tweet? It got retweeted like 3,000 times where it's like that moment when a candidate who's been divorced 4 times introduced his foreign wife to a gay anthem.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And your whole platform is against anti-gays, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm butchering Brit. It. I'm butchering
there are 4 anti-gays, right?
The whole fact that he started his the Republican convention was begun with him introducing his wife, to a gay theme is perfect. Mm-hmm. And part of me wants to believe that Donald Trump knew what he was doing there. I know he knows what he's doing, and it's all about publicity. But part of me really wants to know that he knew that part of it.
Yeah,
yeah. Right? That
he might have,
wasn't just
I really hope, like, in the future, you know, I'm not saying he gets elected or he loses, but I hope everything comes out about this campaign. Like, all the behind-the-scenes
things.
Oh,
it will.
Yeah, it's definitely going to...
They knew everything they were doing. They were making mistakes on purpose.
Yeah.
They were pushing the envelope.
Well, they've already said the Melania... thing, you said this, right?
Right.
That was, in fact, they knew what they were doing. They stole Michelle Obama's speech. Yes, they did it.
Yes.
Right? So how many other things like that are they just totally conscious of?
You know,
Donald Trump Jr.'s speech has already come out that they've stolen huge parts of his speech.
Well, there's articles now that are like, we nominated the wrong Trump. I mean, Donald Trump Jr. is actually the better politician than his dad. I mean, sounded great.
But this is Bush all over again, because that's what they did, you know, with W. It was like, oh, no, Jeb was the right Bush. We elected the wrong one. Well, that didn't quite work out, did it?
No, it didn't.
There's, you know, that guy who's in charge of Fox News, what's his name, Roger Ailes, who's Ailes.
Now he's gone.
He's being forced to resign due to sexual harassment, but...
Megyn Kelly.
He has, well, and apparently there's a lot of others, too, but... he has this thing called, have you ever heard of the orchestra pit theory of politics, which is what he's credited with inventing? And so it's a famous quote he did. He's like, listen, if you have two politicians, and Trump is like the logical conclusion of the orchestra pit theory of politics, where he goes, listen, if you have two politicians, because he used to give media advice to all the, like Reagan and Bush. He goes, if you have two politicians and one says, I've solved the Middle East, and the other falls into an orchestra pit, who do you think is going to lead the evening news? So he basically said, you want to be as outlandish as you can.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about whether it looks stupid. Just control the media dialogue
and get on TV.
Yeah, and that's Trump. Yeah. He falls into an orchestra pit every night, you know, like these mistakes.
Totally.
I don't know if they're necessarily calculated. I think he knows that he doesn't need to be careful, because if he just screws up, all the better.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he necessarily is calculating to steal this. He's like, we just don't need to, we can just be totally reckless and it'll just generate even more publicity.
And that's totally my point is I want to believe that was a calculated move that they played.
Yeah.
We are the champions from Queen. Not that was just a, oh no, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Play that one.
Yeah. You'd almost rather it be calculated.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's almost
Please
more evil.
Tell me that was calculated.
Yeah. I'm picturing every time they talk about his campaign, I'm picturing those scenes from Wolf of Wall Street, the movie.
Yeah.
Where they're having, like, these humongous parties, and they're having, like... you know, there's like strippers coming in. They're doing midget bowling in the office. I'm picturing his campaigns like that.
It
reckless,
probably is.
Off the loose, no budgets, just doing whatever they want.
Yeah. We're like already only... like knee deep into the whole thing. I'm gonna start us. We are the Worldwide IT Guys. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm Steve.
Dion.
Ross.
John.
Sean.
Stephanie.
And we have.
Lean in.
Alisa, but she's not... Foreign correspondent.
Foreign correspondent.
Roseanne.
Alisa is with us today. So we have a full house, and we are the Worldwide IT Guys. This is podcast number, I believe, 45, and if I'm not miscounted. And we are talking the Republican National Convention as our lead story. Now, we've already ruined it, but we were going to do a remote. We desperately wanted to get Dion and Sean to go to Cleveland. Didn't work out.
The Camaro was gassed. The top was down.
Yeah.
The trunk was packed with beer. They were ready to gun it.
They were ready to go. So they finished the beer.
Yeah, what usually happens is someone in Sean's family gets sick.
Yep.
And Dion has something like princess related. We had to cancel the trip.
Both true.
Cancel the trip this year.
Yeah.
So and we couldn't get tickets, but if we could have gotten
We could not get pressed. I think we would have made this happen if we could have gotten pressed.
We would have been in if either of us had gotten pressed tickets. And,
I look at the coverage. There's a lot of empty seats in there. I mean,
there's empty seats, but that's purposeful.
They don't
right?
want people they
don't
in want, there.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want it to become chaos. You know? Imagine if you just opened that to the public.
Oh, my general admission seats.
You know, Trump probably wants it to. I'll bet you he's fighting with security all the time. You know, you know he wants it to just be like some sort of insane like
shit show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants the shit
like
show.
The Thunderdome.
Yes. His campaign is a shit show. He wants it to be a shit show. Yes. Yes.
So what we were talking about the various things there, but let's weigh in on the Melania speech, because that was kind of the start of this whole thing that went crazy. Thank you, arrogant bastard. What's our beer of the week? Do we have one?
I think Ross better introduce that.
Ross, what did you bring in, buddy?
I brought in Dark Horse Double Crooked Tree. Crooked Tree.
It's a double IPA. It's a
double 12%. Crooked Tree.
Double Crooked Tree will kick your ass.
It's a 12%.
Counting on it.
12%. It's making 98 IBU.
It's the hoppiest beer I think you could pretty much ever have.
We've had only one other beer, I think, ever hoppier than this.
And we'll save that for the next pod for sponsorship.
And this is my
so
favorite
stay tuned
beer.
For the next podcast. Right.
That's
yeah.
that's definitely it ranks. So
it's good though.
It's a good beer.
It's strong.
Thank you very much for bringing in the beer of the week.
You guys are welcome.
So we were talking Melania Trump that we should weigh in there. She stole the speech, and we said that they've come out and said. Not the whole speech, but parts were plagiarized from Michelle Obama's speech, right? So what did you hear or read? Where did this come out that they said, yeah, we did that?
It came out today because there's just so much they can lie about, honestly. I mean, this campaign is all about lying. And some guy actually cornered the campaign manager's like, you guys just continue to lie.
Yeah.
About everything.
Keep talking.
And,
go on.
Oh, sorry. You're kind of distracting me.
Yikes. So, hey, back it up.
Anyway.
He's kind of straddling the mic. So
the campaign manager came out today and said what?
What did he say?
But so the campaign manager, like yesterday, was trying to defend the speech by saying, well, you know, My Little Pony used to say these same terms. So are you saying we're plagiarizing from My Little Pony?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yes. Yes. Very true story.
Dion knows.
That's awesome. I hadn't heard that.
So
yeah,
they're using the My
great.
Little Pony defense.
The My Little Pony.
Wait, who
and these people
that?
Want to run the world.
The campaign manager.
So are we saying that the campaign manager for Donald Trump's campaign is...
Right.
A brony. That's what
he
we're saying.
He totally is.
He's totally a brony.
So he used My Little Pony defense. to say that, nope, we did not plagiarize.
RNC officials.
What do you want me to do? You want me to put the ponies in jail? What do you want me to do here?
Exactly. You have to go after magical ponies now? What?
That's amazing.
Good lord.
But it finally came out today, that, like, the speech writer admitted that she didn't check her facts when she wrote the speech.
Mm-hmm.
And actually,
I didn't check my facts when I copied the whole thing. I didn't check if that's okay or not.
When I hit
it, didn't check my facts. Like, you, but, it was clear. Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I was Melania just reading this for the first time? Because the way you said it was, the speechwriter interviewed her,
right,
and heard things that she said, and who do you look up to? And, oh, it's Michelle Obama. Oh, okay. And what exactly did, you know, what inspires you? And these were things that Michelle said that Melania reported back.
Yeah.
And so the speechwriter took those and just dropped them into her speech. Fine. But Melania had to proofread this,
well,
right?
Well, apparently, like, the New York Times has, like, a 5-page article on this. And so they initially hired some veteran Republican speechwriter that, like, wrote for going back to Reagan. And he turned in something. And I think they supposedly, according to the New York Times, they just tore it up. They're like, we're not using this speech. We hate it.
Right.
Wow.
And then they just basically hired the process you're talking about, staffers.
Uh-huh.
To write it for her. And
who have never really written speeches before.
Yeah, exactly. So
they've written
not,
books.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just amazing. Like, there's one thing, like, obviously, we can't have Trump as president since it would be, like, the end of civilization. But at the same time, like, the press conferences would be kind of amazing. Because every president, first of all, he's the only president that would probably go out there and straight up answer questions rather than have the press secretary deal with it. And he will say whatever he thinks off the top of his head, no matter how ill-conceived,
absolutely,
ill-researched, you know, how knee-jerk it is.
Yep, yep. So we've gotten ahead of ourselves a little bit because there was, like, the announcement over the weekend was that he picked his vice presidential candidate, right?
Right.
And that was Mike Pence, who I happen to spend some time in Indiana.
Sure.
And the number of signs in Indiana people's yards that say, fire Pence. This is...
he this wanted is an out.
The governor...
Yeah, you know.
Save me.
The governor of Indiana, they are saying, please fire this man. He's terrible.
Right.
And this is who Donald Trump has not chosen.
Well, Sean, you missed it today at lunch because we were at a restaurant that had like Fox News, CNN, all these TVs on, and they were televising the landing of the Trump plane with Pence on it. You know, they landed and then they all of a sudden hopped onto the Trump helicopter.
Okay.
They just circled around.
It was great because they
totally
kept
unnecessarily
unnecessary. They circled around Cleveland a few times.
But nothing's more symbolic. Oh my God. No, nothing's That's more awesome. Symbolic than the Trump motorcade on Monday leaving to go to the airport where one car crashed into another. It was a complete fucking car wreck.
So indicative. Like,
Monday
it's an allegory
morning.
For the entire...
All right, everybody, let's get these 12 cars going, and then they just crash into each other. It's a fucking car wreck.
That's the other thing that
they
would
don't
be...
even get to the airport on time.
If he was elected, that would be... his Secret Service detail would be amazing as well. Just like the you know, what he would put on them that he
Black
wants
Hawk
to do.
Helicopters following his limo. Like, it would just be like F-18s just back and forth. Back
he would
forth,
not like, he would always be like, oh, why have the Oval Office? Why don't I just conduct business from a helicopter above the White House
at
all times?
Like, I don't want to like...
I just want to hover.
I don't want to like cause any problems with our podcast, but... a helicopter circling around Cleveland with the vice president and present person, people that no one likes.
Yeah.
Somebody at lunch may have said, that's an opportunity.
That's an opportunity.
We saw opportunity. Right, all we saw on the TV was Trump, Pence in a helicopter heading to wherever. And I said, oh, that could be a problem.
Yeah. There's a big target on that helicopter.
Yikes. Surface-to-air missile. Sorry.
So did anybody after the announcement did you guys you've seen the whole logo debacle, right?
Yeah.
The Trump Pence one?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh
so
yeah.
That was
not appropriate for my daughter at all in any way. No.
But
anybody's
this is you know what? I feel for whoever this artist was, the graphic artist who put this together, who just was putting together something and went, I don't know, this works. And it was probably one in 20, and they went, pick that one.
But the subliminal, everybody thinking, the T should penetrate the P no matter what, is a good idea, is like, that completely describes this.
But the poor graphic artist just was putting it like 20 ideas together, and that was one of them.
Maybe they were all even more sexually explicit. You know?
Oh, maybe.
Like, but
maybe
I mean, like in a matter of minutes.
Like the T was 69ing the P in the other one or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. In a matter of minutes, animated GIFs.
Number one was just Donald Trump
was
behind him.
Yeah.
It's like the Disney thing, right? Like the old Little Mermaid DVD cover that has penis on it, right?
The phallic castle is very much appropriate, but, you know.
Again, I hope that's true. I hope somebody planned
that.
Well,
the thing is, he made a last-minute pick of his VP, so they're like, some poor guy was like, just make up a logo overnight and get it out. We're not even going to proofread it, just like the speeches, just get it out.
Did you see that like an hour after he picked Pence, he was trying to backpedal and...
Supposedly,
can we get out of this?
Yeah,
can we
exactly.
Get out of this? Can we do
something
else?
So to our listeners, let's have a competition. Who can
sir, we are running for president. Yeah. We are the boat has left the board. You know.
Let's see who can come up with a better
Trump
logo.
Pence logo.
Yeah, yeah. For next week.
I gotta ask you guys something.
I have the best.
What are you gonna do? Like, I mean, he is a Republican candidate. What are you gonna do if he actually wins?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, why are you pinning this on us? What are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, I got a second passport, so I'm good.
You're going to leave.
Back to Serbia, bitches!
Ross, take us with you.
Like, this is the only time in history. My passport.
It was fun while it lasted. Like, I'm out.
Oh, man, their salad years are over.
I'm out.
I'll tell you that much.
The weather's the same back in Serbia. I'm out.
So, Ross, when you get to know your mom. She's a nice lady. She's living with Ross right now. She might be our house mom pretty soon.
I might. I still qualify for Irish citizenship, I believe, because two of my grandparents were born in Ireland, so I think I still qualify for Irish citizenship.
You should be handled.
I think if you're
and Northern Ireland going
within
back
two
to
generations,
Ireland.
You qualify for Irish citizens.
So they're out of the whole.
Saying,
yeah.
What you're saying is. There are four people in this room.
We all need an exit strategy here.
There are seven of us. There are four people in this room that are fucked.
Yeah.
John, Dion, Steve, and Stephanie, totally screwed, have no options. We are Americans, true and true. We're mutts, to quote
Guys, maybe
Bill
he'll make
Murray.
It better again. You know, I mean, you know, did you hear, like, speaking of the VP search, this was an amazing story that came out. So they made overtures to Kasich's team.
Oh, yeah.
One of Kasich's advisors came out and said that the pitch was, would John Kasich be interested in being the most powerful vice president in American history? And this is Donald Trump Jr. making the overture. And like, well, what do you mean? Why would he be the most powerful? And they go, Trump's VP is going to focus on all foreign and domestic policies.
All.
Everything.
And domestic.
So the advisor is understandably a little confused by that. The president would not focus on any for it. And he goes, well, then what is Mr. Trump going to focus on? And he quickly replied, making America great again.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. That's all the voters need to know, and that's all you need to know.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if he like won't even attend cabinet meetings. Like, I'm just going to be in my office making America great again.
Well, if you read that Schwartz article, the New Yorker had the article that you posted.
The ghostwriter one, yeah.
So the ghostwriter for the book.
The Art of the Deal.
The Art of the Deal, thank you. He basically came out and said, this is a disaster. This guy, you know, is a train wreck.
He will end civilization.
Yeah, his quote was, it could be the end of civilization.
So you're talking about sitting in policy meetings or joint chiefs of staff or any of that. He has no attention span.
Yeah.
He cannot focus on anything for any period of time.
Yeah.
And so, he's not going to be in any of those meetings.
Yeah.
That's exactly. And so as a voting public, you have to remember that you basically are voting for the vice president. And I would like to go back.
Really think about that. Yeah.
I would like to go back to Indiana wants to fire Pence. Okay.
They want him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Just to keep it all together there. Yes.
Nothing.
Oh, hilarious.
Dion's doing the
general. We're all going to look back on this and laugh in 50 years.
I hope we're looking back and laughing like in November.
Yeah,
hope
hopefully.
December, we're saying, remember when Trump was a candidate? Wasn't that fun? I hope.
What else do we have?
What else do
we
have? Please, can we move on?
Anything else?
We had 45 minutes full of RNC, so, I mean, we really could just...
Maybe let's move on to something else, and who knows if we'll naturally come back to
so
the RNC.
So what would you like to talk about, Sean?
Bring it up, Sean.
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you this much. So I have joined. We talked about Pokemon Go last week, and yes. You were asking pro and con.
You're in.
And now I'm a hard. I think it's great. It's been great for my kids.
Really?
How many Pokemon do you have?
They have caught. I have not played.
No, not them. I don't want to know them. You. No,
oh, I haven't caught a single one.
You play as a family.
They play like my boys who are always kind of butting heads. Like they do it together. They never fight when they're doing it. Like they're hugging each other when they you know, it's been great. You know, they love going out of the house and going to parks, you know. And every museum is like a Pokemon thing now, so it's easy to talk them into going to museums.
So do they have their own phones, or do they have to use
They use my wife's phone because my daughter broke the camera on my phone, and you need the camera to catch Pokemon. She broke it like years ago. Never cared.
Which is why Sean was asking, what am I do for an upgrade?
I know Pokemon. My wife has been, I guess it does make me look like a prick, but my wife is always bitching about her phone. She's like, GPS never works. And my wife has a decent phone. I don't know why. So I fixed GPS because Pokemon didn't work. She's like, oh, so you fix it for these assholes.
Oh, there it is.
You know?
There
and
it is.
And I'm like, hey, listen, they're not fighting, you know? Isn't
and
it
the
great?
Funny part of that story is your wife's calling her kids assholes.
Yeah. Not me. Yeah.
Thanks for those assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like I've fine-tuned her phone, like, for everything, for, like, data, everything, you know.
Everything she needs, sure.
Yeah. You know, but, yeah. Like, and she claims it.
Related story I saw this morning, before we get into the bigger Pokemon story, is I saw in the news this morning that my...
You live in a hellhole. I don't know how you do.
My city is now prohibiting Pokemon in certain areas.
Oh, what do you mean?
I'm pretty convinced Naperville's voting for Trump. So, just so you know.
Naperville just came out as the richest suburb in the Midwest.
Yep. Must be voting for Trump.
And there's some crazy people in Naperville, it sounds they don't like the fact that kids are walking around with cell phones or something?
No, it's not that. I mean, they just banned it at all schools. So, you can't take your phone to school and play Pokemon. Which isn't that big of a deal, because you don't want kids at school.
Might be a distraction,
right.
Yeah, sure.
And then they banned it at the hospital campus downtown.
I could see that, too.
Hospitals and schools won't let Pokemon.
Right, in my town.
Naperville, yep.
But, I mean, it's going to happen that other places will come out and say, nah, we don't want, you know, cemeteries or whatever.
But hospitals, don't they notoriously say no cell phone use?
Yeah.
Yes.
Doctor's offices, hospitals. Yeah.
Well, and they also say, like, quiet zones.
So why do
they have to
say no Pokemon? I mean, that's just opening a door to stupid, right?
Right.
You said no cell phones.
Yeah, yeah. It is weird that sometimes, like, just let common sense will win in the long run.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What? Do you forget that we have a candidate called Trump?
But I think, well, yeah, you know, well, yeah, could be famous last words.
So what else happened on the Pokemon front?
So there was a video of a Baltimore police officer who was walking up the street, doing his own thing, had his body camera on in case anything happened. And was just kind of patrolling, talking to somebody, and then he heard somebody crash into his squad car.
Yeah.
Turns around. I have a link to this. And a kid in an SUV full of other kids who were playing Pokemon Go destroyed destroyed a police car. So the cop was like, okay, nobody's hurt because my car was parked, but of the worst things on earth to fucking do is crash into a cop car, playing Pokemon Go, and the cop's like, hey, is everybody okay? Yeah. Okay, hands on the fucking hood, you asshole. Hands on the fucking hood.
I got to catch this Pokemon officer. He's a water element. They're real hard to, you know,
one more ball at him.
This is the rarest Pokemon ever. No! Anyways.
So raise your hand if you're on your cell phone in the car.
Yeah, right. If you're listening to this on your phone in the car.
Raise your hand in this room if Pokemon Go is on your phone.
It is not on my phone because of the cameras broke, or it would be on my phone.
Damn it, Cora.
I am the only one in this room.
Loneliest. Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
For you guys.
Sure. Yeah, that's the problem.
Let's just remember that Gavin hasn't been in the office for a week because he's been busy catching Pokemon.
So then there would be two?
So I had a moment today, and Gavin's not here to defend himself, but I'm going to pile on anyway. I had a moment today. I was on a conference call with him, and I told him he should listen to this podcast because he should really be a listener if he's not going to be in the podcast. I had a moment today where I thought, so Gavin has proven to just show up with something different about him. One day he showed up and his ear was pierced, which was new for him, right?
Both ears.
One day he had his nails painted, which was different for him. He's an eccentric. He does different things. There's nothing wrong with it. Swore today he might have his tongue pierced.
I'm waiting for a tattoo.
I think his tongue is pierced, you guys. I think that happened sometime. And that's one of the reasons we haven't seen him in a little while, is he
recovering from that?
Maybe it's a tattoo.
He just doesn't want to, like,
Yeah.
show it off just yet. Because he's very good about, like, wanting to do these things but not wanting to actually be public about them.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're going to do it, own it, man. Buy it and own it. So I swore to...
Speculation, though.
I could be wrong.
Speculation.
I could be wrong. There were just... he was speaking and there was a little slur and I was just not sure.
Yeah.
I think he may have his tongue pierced. So who's taking bets on the tongue piercing?
I'm waiting for the tattoo.
I'll bet on alcoholism.
No.
Just drugs, yeah. I would say that I'd give you over 50-50 odds on that, I'd say.
He has no piercings, body piercings that we know of, so that could be it.
So if I put up $20 right now, who's going to bet me that he's...
I'm not going to take that bet.
I will.
It's always funny to me, like, when you're in, like, some kind of work setting and, like, you know, people just change their bodies and then, you know, they show up for work, you know, the next day. And, you know, obviously there's nothing wrong with people changing their bodies in whatever way makes them happy. But there's a little, you know, cognitive dissonance when you see them, you know. But we had I do comedy at nights, and the manager of the club I perform at most often, the Comedy Bar, has this great story where they used to be at a different club. It was this very Euro trash club called Entourage. And anyways, they're talking to the business owners. Everybody's interested. It's a couple, man and woman, from Serbia, I think, actually, originally. Nice. And they're like, okay, great. We'll sign the contracts tomorrow. And they go for tomorrow, and the woman just has outlandishly hilarious boobs put on overnight. Like, she got a boob job.
No way.
And it's just weird that you start overnight, you know, and then she's just there to sign the contracts. And, you know, it's just like, well, I guess we're not going to talk about this. Because you know, there's really nothing to talk about. But at the same time, this is weird, you know.
That is weird. Like, like if they showed up with a face tattoo, which would be just as obvious, right?
Yeah.
You might have a conversation about that. Uh-huh. But a boob job, you might not.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's a different kind of conversation. And that's the thing. It's like, with ear piercings, it's like, okay, dude, you got your ears pierced. Good for you. You're wearing nail polish. Good for you. Those are things you talk about. Boob jobs?
Can't talk about that.
No?
You guys were very understanding when I decided to give myself a comb over a few years ago. And I showed up one day and had a comb over.
It was very selfish of us. Yeah, we were enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was... We all went home and were like,
"Do you know what's
so
crazy?
Honey, yeah. You know what happened today?
Yeah.
Sean walked in a comb over. Yeah? Yeah, it's for a show, I think, but it's for I think he likes it.
When no, I never talked about it on stage. I just like to comb. I'm thinking about bringing it back, but I got to wait till after our 10-year anniversary, which is in September.
It's all
Jessica. I thought you were waiting for her
it's
to get back
based
from
on
her.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Week
well,
away.
She was very, very she upset about it. The comb over. She still brings it up. She made me wear a hat at all times.
Not approved.
I had to go to bed with a hat on.
Oh my God.
A
hat, a mat,
yeah, I did.
A breathing
or I had to
mask.
Sleep in a separate bed. She would
Holy
not. Holy
shit!
She was like, "I am not allowed to see this."
Was this pre or post breathing mask?
What?
That's hilarious.
This is. Let's see. That would have been post, you know. But
so you had a breathing machine and a hat. And a mask.
Oh I basically God. Looked like a dying baseball fan in bed.
Did you sleep in another home? Because you know, we're really not. Nobody's happy with what you're doing here.
So, in Gavin's defense, I remember a story a long time ago when I first started JBT. I was at a late night establishment called Wiener Circle here in Chicago with a lot of other people, and it's a predominantly drunk hangout after hours food spot. And some guy actually cold cocked me.
Whoa!
In the eye. Bunch of drunk guys, and I had this humongous black eye cut, and I actually stayed away from work for a week because I didn't want to tell the story.
That wasn't here, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
I think I worked here. I didn't want to come to work with a black eye and have to explain that some guy hit me at the Wiener Circle.
This is different than the time that the guy who ran you over while you were up in the crosswalk.
No, at least I was working out then. This is a
walked
drunk
up,
story.
Knocked you unconscious, and then you were like, "What the fuck happened?" You're like, "Some guy hit you, and then he punched you in the face."
That's true. But then I flew off
hit
that
you
day,
and then punched you in the
me.
Face?
We didn't really see that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good.
Anyways. So we moved on from Pokemon too fast. Did we talk about the dating
show?
Oh, no.
We didn't talk about that.
You mean Poke Date?
That can't be what it's called.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
Poke Date.
Pokey date.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Poke Date.
Okay.
Is a new app.
Because that's
you
what
can,
you do with a date, right? You poke a date. That's what you do.
Yeah. Like the old network command. Wasn't it? Finger. Well, poke. Finger is what you do to a person. Poke
Wait
is what
second.
You do to a website.
What?
Right?
When did we cross that line?
What is happening?
No, the
here?
Old network commands were like sort of risque. Poke and finger.
No, I actually had a professor try to explain finger to us
as
a command. It was the most amazing thing. Yeah, so you can finger the professor if you want.
If we have people that are too young, finger.
Yes.
It would get you the user information of somebody on the Unix.
Not
server.
Really sure you should Google finger. But
I think I should look it up
networking
right now.
Networking finger internet.
No. Google network.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Fingering over the network is what you want to Google.
Sure. Yes. So the tagline is gotta catch them all together. Pokey dates.
STDs.
So what? People are like. Signing up to the is it a service? Is it tied to the game? What is it?
Answer what you're looking for in a poke mate. Complete your poke profile, and then you share your schedule so that you know roughly where you'll be for searching for other Pokemon.
So instead of
I hope everybody's profile is like pokey puns, like. Hi, I love swimming, and I'm a water element pokey, you know, looking for somebody to evolve with, you know. And
I guarantee the Republican Party and the Catholic Church does not endorse this. They're not following it, but hilarious.
Your first date's free. Every other pokey date is $20.
Whoa.
Wait, what are
That's
you paying
very
for?
So expensive.
Is this Tinder for the other crowd?
Yes.
Is this instead of swiping, you're poking? Is that
instead of swiping, you're poking? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Have you guys? I don't want to jump ahead. Have you guys gotten good vendor scum that's pokey related yet? You know that's.
Wait.
You know. Dion, right now somebody is composing a hilarious vendor
Dion
scum
got one.
That's
Dion
pokey
got one.
Related.
Dion yes.
got one. Good.
All right. Well, we can wait till
Save
the
it.
End since
yes.
we usually end
you
with
can,
vendor
you can
scum.
Look that
but
up.
That smacks of great vendor scum material.
I can't believe that this is like a Tinder competitor, effectively, is the poke versus the swipe.
I don't think Tinder is
That's
worried
based
about
in
this.
Chicago,
no, not
for the record.
It's based in our
Pokey
hometown
dates
of Chicago.
Based in Chicago?
It comes from a larger dating company, but it was born in Chicago.
I wonder if they're above us. A lot of these big Chicago apps are above us.
I think that was a South Michigan Avenue, but I could be wrong.
Literally, but yeah, also allegorically.
All right, let's just jump into it then. The vendor scum for Pokemon is...
Okay.
How big is your security concern? Pokemon Go, how big is the security concern? Pokemon Go hits grand success of 21 million, 14 million weekly revenue. However, Pokemon Go, gotta catch 'em all. And there's a bunch of articles that essentially go into the security of how secure the app is. And the funny thing is, this was issued at about the same time that they did the update, which fixed all the security concerns where like people were like, they were going to certain places and their profiles were not, you know, they were all public and whatever. So, but there were just like six or seven links that said, this isn't safe. Don't go do it right now. And then like the day they said that, it was safe to go do that. Like, so when I shared the vendor scum, it was kind of.
So is their tagline, gotta poke them all?
Or? Gotta poke them all for the dating one?
Poke them if you got them.
Gotta poke them all. remember to use safe poking techniques.
We really should pitch, you know, we need
is
to get this
some
business.
Sort of, like, Pokemon rubber, like, that you can equip? I don't know, I'm not sure. You know, is there a shield?
You know, DM, we can protect against Zika. We can you know, protect against Pokemon. Okay.
All right. Not really sure. All right. Yeah. Well,
I don't think we're gonna get Elisa back into this room. By the way, I think we've chased you away.
All right, foreign correspondent, go.
I don't have anything prepared.
Prepared?
Oh, obviously,
we do.
You do.
No, we just talk.
How do you feel about the Pokemon?
What? I actually. I don't follow Pokemon's story. So I feel people are getting crazy by something that is stupid in my opinion.
It's stupid.
Foreign vote. Stupid. There it is.
All right. So good.
Do the people in Chile.
I actually don't know if this thing came to Latin America. I've been far from the place, and I actually haven't seen this.
We should ask. We should ask another of our foreign correspondents,
Fernando
Rocio.
Fernando is not a good.
Rocio,
DJ. We should ask her. She
maybe.
If anybody in this world is doing it,
she's the closest persona.
Yeah.
To Gavin. So I think maybe
Gavin is
a
resident
the
Pokemon.
The characters.
It's okay, it's okay.
Everything is very similar. Mm-hmm. They made strange things with their body and
what are you talking about?
I was gonna say age wise I shouldn't be offended that I'm not closer.
No, you're fine.
I don't
You're
know if they
soul.
Are same age, but they are. They have the same
spirit there, huh?
Yeah,
they I'm
like
into that.
The same music, and they are very similar. I'll ask Rocio.
We should definitely ask our Latin American world if they are into this or not.
we need a Rocio.
But I also have it on record. So I got some crap from a listener last week about how long it took to publish last week's, and so I should mention that he also included the fact that we spent way too much time on Pokemon. So we should move on.
Yeah.
We should talk about something else
next.
People wanted to talk about, but one thing that I thought was interesting is the blue tick with Twitter, and a lot of people are
very
criticizing
cool.
Twitter that they're not doing enough to like combat like racism and sexism and internet trolls.
And very, very topical right now because.
Yeah.
But they did a big thing with the SNL star who was in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, what's Leslie? What's
Leslie Mann?
What's her last name? I forget. But
Leslie.
But she was basically she just had to
she's
deal
in
with
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, like vitriolic racism.
It was ugly.
Yeah, it just atrocious, and you what know, I mean, doing? It was just I'm it's gotta be
Trump
exhausting.
Supporter. Trump supporter.
Yeah, you know what was amazing is he's an editor. I mean, I guess it's an ultra right wing news page, but what's it, Breitbart.com, or I don't know how to pronounce it.
Breitbart.
He's an editor. It's amazing to me that you don't have any problems with your employee talking that way. You know, even if you're far right, I would think you'd, you know.
So if you don't know the story,
yeah, I guess not.
The story, his name's Milo. Milo basically posted we've already seen this version of Ghostbusters, and it was a 1950s version of a movie that had a gorilla.
So he's comparing this African American actress to a gorilla.
Yeah, and it had a gorilla in the movie poster, and he's like, "Oh, you've already had Ghostbusters, whatever." It was this.
Yeah.
And it had a gorilla and two comedy guys and whatever. And I think not just this one person, this Milo guy's name, who was posting this, who did not give up. He was relentless in posting how ridiculous this was, according to him. But the response that he got from other people is what forced Leslie Jones, who's a star of SNL, who's in Ghostbusters, who I believe in her mid-40s is reaching her peak, who's earned it. She's very funny, comedy. She's done improv forever.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a super huge talent, okay? And then to get this type of, you know, response from some racists on Twitter, she basically was like, I got to cancel my Twitter account. I don't want to wake up and look at this every day. And, you know, sorry, Twitter, because you never responded to this. I'm gone. Only in that moment did Twitter say, okay, yeah, Milo and the none of the followers were banned, but at least this Milo guy was like banned and.
But there's so many people out there tweeting and responding. It's hard.
Tweeting.
But so many problems with the internet.
Sean and I, the first day on Monday, were watching the convention on YouTube, and they had the chat window
before
open.
They shut it down. John and I watched. Yeah.
They shut, but it was just such bad response. Just
it was like watching was The Matrix from the movie. If instead of zeros and ones, it was just racist slogans.
It was bad.
Billions of racist.
Whose Twitter feed was this?
No, it was
It was the YouTube live feed of the RNC. Oh. So when it went live Monday morning, it had chat on. And John and I were watching it, and it was just like, screw the Jews. I'm not even going to repeat what we saw. Like, that was like one of the more palpable ones. Like, it was just like, and they would just fly by. And
they
left
it on for a couple hours, and then they finally were like, we have to turn this off.
Yeah, and I will say, like, everyone's like, well, you know, this is the Republican Party, they're racist. And I will say, that one I don't blame the Republican Party for, because this is just a problem on whole with the internet, is the behavior of racists and trolls. And I think this Twitter thing is interesting to me because it shows several problems. One is how do you curb this? Like how do you get the dialogue so that people want to be there and share information and these assholes aren't ruining it for everyone. But the other thing that is interesting to me about it is a lot of these new internet companies, there's no customer service, you know. And the only reason this even became a story, she had to quit Twitter to make it a big enough story for Twitter to respond.
So you know, here's both sides of the argument. So Milo basically says, here's how I feel about this movie, and here's my view, which is, I think Leslie Jones is a gorilla, and I've already seen this before, and I'm very racist. And, you know,
I'm an asshole and I should be allowed to be an asshole.
African American, right? Yeah. I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm saying this on Twitter and I'm not backing away from it. He gets banned from Twitter because enough backlash happens where Leslie Jones may or may not be more popular than him, forces Twitter to say, oh, sorry, we're going to ban you because that's not nice. And he basically goes and says, freedom of speech. I just want to say what I want to say. This is my beliefs. This is what I do.
Right.
So it's a battle of, this is just fucking Twitter. Is it a big deal or is it not? It is a big deal because of what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal because it's just some fucking asshole. And if a majority of the world thinks he's an asshole, then fine. If they don't, then whatever. Yeah, so
but
like,
freedom of speech means we didn't throw you in jail for saying that. Twitter's a private
company.
Should
Leslie Jones be able to take Twitter?
It's a private
Twitter?
Company. It's like, to me, it's like being at a party where you have an asshole guest. You should be allowed to throw him out, you know, because he's going to ruin the party.
This is totally the point.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. Twitter is a private organization that has a right to stand up for what they believe is a modicum of sanity, right? You guys are over the line. No.
Yeah.
go away.
I totally agree.
If you ran a bulletin board in the back in the old days, right? The old,
yeah,
you know, Usenet groups or whatever. Yeah. Somebody was moderating that and going, "I own it," and they would make a choice. They would go, "I don't own it anymore. I'm shutting it down."
Yeah,
for the good of
or
this board.
They would close you down or hand it off to someone
else.
Exactly. Right?
Agreed.
This is where Twitter's role is.
Yeah.
So they have that choice.
Sure.
And the fact that they're saying freedom of speech, hey, Twitter's a channel.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to Facebook? Go to Facebook. Guess what? They're going to shut you down too. Yeah. You want
to
go somewhere
go to Fox.
Else? Go
Fuck
somewhere
it.
Else.
Go to Fox. Fox will let you talk 24 fucking 7.
Maybe Fox will come
Fox
up with
will
a,
let you
a
talk
racist
for 12 hours a day
but
about
fact,
how much Twitter
But the
you down.
Fact that they are pinning it on this organization and saying that you're over the line, you're restricting my speech.
I see
don't
that all the time now where people say freedom of speech, freedom, like the Duck Dynasty guy said it. It's like, freedom of speech is different. That what you're asking for is no consequences to what you say.
Yeah, yeah.
Which has never been guaranteed to any society in the world. Freedom of speech just means you're not going to be thrown in jail.
Right.
That's all it means.
You can go down to the corner and scream
that if you say something racist, I can call you an asshole.
Yeah.
And then 100,000 people can call you an asshole.
Yeah, and you should expect it. You should expect consequences for the way you talk.
And,
you know?
And people who are holding the press,
they
can throw
about?
You
it's
out
the
of the bar that you just said that stupid shit in. Yeah. They're allowed to do that, which is what Twitter is.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree with you guys. I mean, I think that it was horrible, and we should have some sort of regulation, but are we going to become like China, where everything that goes through the internet is screened before you actually get it? So I go to a website, someone else is looking at it before it gets to me.
No, you are correct.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a dude who went off, and not wrong. Just once.
Yeah.
Not just once.
Yes.
He has had issues in the past.
Right.
And Twitter said, you've crossed the line too many times. We're closing you down.
Yep.
Right?
I agree with that. I mean, absolutely.
Fine. You know what? Everybody has a drunken rant. Let it go.
Right.
It's a drunken rant. Everybody has their issue. Let it go. It's a rant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You don't like what somebody says on your Facebook page. You might block them because they did something, right?
Block them. Exactly.
That's your choice.
Right.
But guess what? It was a drunken rant, and they moved on, and you might actually appreciate them down the road. It's not that. It's the consistency of a message that's being presented that does not meet with the party that we're talking to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is, yes, it's a platform, and this is part of the problem Twitter has right now. What are they? Are they a product? Are they a platform? It's not the government voice that, you know, allows freedom of speech. It's a private company.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They can do whatever they want to do. So nobody should say, no, you can't do that. You can't, you know, restrict my freedom of speech because I was using Twitter. It's not, you can't do it.
I love that our presumptive nominee is announcing everything over Twitter. It's like he doesn't do
he loves Twitter.
He doesn't do formal press conferences.
No.
Yeah.
He does everything over Twitter.
Yeah. Well, it's perfect for an ADD narcissist, right?
Exactly, you know who only has a certain...
Yeah, speaks in 140 characters.
Until he crosses the line too many times,
yeah.
And then he'll get banned.
I would. That'd be funny if they banned him.
Oh my gosh, that'd be hilarious.
I mean, this
even
is the
he...
same guy who couldn't sit still for his own autobiography interview, right?
So, yeah.
Even he won't go that far. Because it won't do the publicity that he wants. Uh-uh. If he loses the channel, it's not a good thing. So what else do we have going on? Do we have anything in the transformation space? Dare I ask?
Wait, we had something funny, didn't we? What were we? Weren't you and I on
here's proof that we don't prepare, Lisa.
I always wait for Sean to bring up the thing that I did in the past 7 to 10 days.
I could have sworn you had something really funny that I wanted to talk about. I thought it was around emails, but now I can't. Now I can't remember what it was about. You know,
well, there's
emails always funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, John? No.
No, that wasn't transformation.
So we had some news out of India that was brought up recently. Apparently, they create a holiday? Is that what they did?
They basically decided to just make the day a holiday instead of asking anyone to come into work.
So a Bollywood movie, big-time Bollywood film, is going to be released on this day. Everybody's going to call in sick.
Yeah.
What should we do?
Ooh, that's awesome.
It's the argument in our country over the Super Bowl Monday, right?
Yeah.
Let's just make Monday a holiday and call it a day.
Yeah. We did a campaign about that. Our agency we work for did a campaign for making Monday a holiday after Super Bowl.
Was it an NFL ad, I imagine?
I forget the client.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, India's done it, apparently.
That's awesome.
Was it the entire? It wasn't the entire.
No, it was. I think two major companies put it down specifically. BBC News put out the story. I'll add it on Twitter. But basically, there were a couple major companies that said, we don't want HR flooded with requests for sick leave. And we have a phone call. My mom called in saying she's dying and blah, 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 just to go see this movie. So to avoid it all, because they knew it was coming, they said, we're just going to say nobody has work today.
That's awesome.
Call the day off. Nothing's going to get done. We won't bother our HR with this. I think it's brilliant. Might as well.
Yes and no. We can't manage to pull off Super Bowl Monday, which you would think we could pull off by this time. They do it.
We can't manage Super Bowl Monday.
Well, why do you do major events on Sundays? Do them on Saturday.
All major events?
Not all major events, but...
What qualifies a major event? So the Oscars, is that a major event?
I don't know. I think for Americans, it's something that causes us to drink a lot.
Oscars, Grammy,
so Tuesday.
Super Bowl. Exactly.
So Tuesday should not happen on a Tuesday. You're saying it should happen on a Sunday.
These are all Sunday events, though. Everything we've talked about is Sunday.
Yeah, true.
So we should get the money
but
off.
But movie release on a Sunday? That doesn't make sense.
Maybe when do we release?
I mean, Bollywood Thursdays? In India is bigger than the Super Bowl.
Oh, I know it is, yeah.
It crosses all kinds of cultures. I think, and again, it wasn't the entire country. It wasn't a whole city. It was certain companies. They know their audience. I mean, this room could decide Super Bowl Monday, forget it. You could, technically. But...
We do. Every whenever Chevy announces the new Camaro model, Dion
gets
the next day
off. That's
we just know he's not going to be a...
For the Worldwide IT guys.
Camaro and
Camaro announcement
Apple.
Day.
Apple.
Yeah. I mean, Google could never call off an entire day.
Actually, the two like big Apple events a year, I should just close the freaking office down.
We usually stream them.
I know.
WBC was live in this office, and the Detroit Auto Show was live in this office.
Now, I've heard the Detroit Auto Show is an experience, and I've heard it's like adult prom, where people like wear tuxedos and...
Both auto shows in Detroit and Chicago have a Friday night event, which is black tie.
Okay, all right. Have you ever been to one of those?
How many has he been to?
I've wanted to go to both. Never had an official invite because what they do is they invite all the dealerships and, you know, VPs and all the...
I've heard it's you like, of all people haven't gotten an invite to that.
You've got some connections there.
Your dad works for a dealership. Your dad's been in the business for a while. Why?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten free... I can go to every auto show in the country for free, but I have never been to the Black Tie event.
So. Yeah.
Just you like every Motley Crue concert in the country you can go to for
can
free.
You buy a ticket?
Every Motley Crue concert.
Can you buy a ticket?
Yeah. No.
You cannot buy a ticket.
The Black Tie event? No.
You must be sponsored.
Invite only.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's a shame, because I was going to say we would sponsor you to get to this event.
I can get in it.
Legitimately.
Just, you know, what a pain in the ass. You got to, like, run a tuxedo. They got to get there Friday night.
Well,
after work,
I don't know if you could be a correspondent.
I don't know, but I think it'd be cool.
So my sister went last year to it. Because
the Black Tie event?
Yes.
Okay.
Her husband works in the...
Your sister has been in Dion
hasn't.
Yes. That's criminal.
It is. So her husband works in the wine industry, and they were the wine supplier of the Black Tie event. So my brother-in-law basically got paid his company by how much wine was consumed, and then everything else that wasn't consumed got sent back. So they basically went up there. They had a hotel downtown, and they would get two glasses at a time and drink one and dump the other one out. Just to try.
Now that's criminal.
That's criminal.
I know. Wasted wine.
So that's what they did all night. They drank one, dumped one out, trying to get his profits up.
I'm not sure we should say that, John. And you let me know if you want me to edit that.
This is one of those drunk stories that people do when they're drunk.
That's
it really
hilarious.
Made no sense. Yeah. But anyway, whatever you want.
They're going to renegotiate the bill for the 2014 Detroit Auto Show wine consumption.
Yeah, we see you guys were two or three bottles higher than expected.
Terrible.
Yep.
Do we have anything else? We're exhausted. This group is done.
What, John, did you have any vendors come for this week?
No,
I know we did. Dion had his Pokemon one.
This whole Proof Point stuff is really...
You know, you can go to Proof Point and actually look
up. I know. I do. But nothing really good this week besides the Pokemon that Dion brought up.
You asked me about Pokemon in Latin America. It is still being prepared.
Oh, they can't play it there?
No, because they have to prepare the servers or something to okay.
They have to get visas to get the Pokemons down there?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
No, the Pokemon are there. The Pokemon are there. Believe me, they're
okay.
there. They are everywhere.
But I also Googled in Chile, actually, there was a subculture called Pokemon, and these were guys who... took some punk and emo and different tendencies to dress themselves and be original, I guess. Or maybe...
Lisa's totally not into this.
No, I think they didn't have a childhood, so they had to be... to get the attention of everybody in,
okay.
in some way. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep.
So what you're saying is that if I dye my hair blonde, you're going to judge me.
No, I'm going to judge you.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Like
you heard my
that.
Comments about Gavin earlier, right?
Gavin, it's you and me, buddy. Just you and me.
So do you want to have your blonde hair and join the girls in the...
Well, maybe. You never know.
At the Bottle of Plants?
Yeah.
All right,
I'll see. He was wondering why the bar was blondie, whatever, and the waitress.
So we went today.
So we went to a club called Bottle Blonde.
Bottled.
Blondes. We agreed not to shout out for them, but that's fine.
And here we are shouting out for them.
They were okay.
So Dion liked this place, and Stephanie called it...
Douchebag Central.
We're really going there. Douchebag Paradise.
Douchebag Paradise.
Sort of like Cheeseburger in Paradise.
To me, it really was.
It's a Coolio song, right? Douchebag Paradise?
The Douchebag Paradise.
I think Polkadates followed us on Twitter, by the way. Thank you very much for tweeting
awesome.
Whatever you tweeted, because I do believe that Polkadate is now following us.
That's okay. Brony also retweeted us. Earlier.
Awesome. Love it.
Which one?
Brony.
Oh, no.
Because I may have said the word brony.
These are big.
That one was instantaneous. It was amazing.
Huge.
Yep.
So anyway, this place, Bottle Blonde, it has nobody with blonde hair in it anywhere. It is a very nice looking venue, but it was dead. There was nobody in the
place. It's a restaurant.
We interrupted a business meeting to have lunch today, is
right.
what happened. It is a restaurant. We had lunch.
Except.
And it was kind of pathetic. So hopefully their business does better later in the day and the evening. So
3 to 6 happy hour, right?
Yep. I'm going there
I think
right
their
now.
Clientele
we'll
actually sleeps in until probably noon and parties all night. And we're not their target clientele.
We are definitely not their target market.
Not at all.
This group is not nearly, I apologize to all involved, not nearly attractive enough to be in that venue.
I am offended.
I'm
That's our music, our playout music. Thank you very much, Dion. That is, somebody listening, please, like.
Douchebag Paradise.
Come up with a theme song or something so we can do this, because Douchebag Paradise over here is not working for me. What, Dion?
The funny part is it was probably something he enjoyed more than most of us.
Totally.
I like playing bags at, you know, the bar that we go to for lunch.
Dion, I just
cool.
got to sign a ticket in my Resolver group.
Lisa, take care of that.
It is for... Well, first of all, it's in Spanish, so I don't really understand.
Oh, Lisa, done.
Come on.
It's no access to VPN.
So, what should I do?
Delete it.
Yeah, just delete it.
The Indian guys won't understand the Spanish thing. I should translate and blah, blah, blah.
Well, we're going to like fall into a work conversation way too fast. Yeah. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you all.
Appreciate it. We are out. Dion's going to tell you who the artist is because I can't.
Coolio.
Coolio, thank you very much.
Oh, God.
We have been the Worldwide IT Guys.
Don't ask me.
Desperately what don't tune us out because of this event here. I appreciate all of you out there listening.
Live from the DNC next week.
Talk to you next time. Bye.
Where's the DNC?
Philadelphia.
Okay, I know you were kidding.
You can lower my
about
volume
what?
In the remix.
The pokey date thing. They're not following us, are they? Because I didn't see
it
here.
I saw something.
Maybe
fly
they were,
past.
But let honest to God, Brony retweeted us. Immediately.
Love it.
Well,
Bronies, dude. That's huge.
Pokey Dates likes our tweet.
There you go, then.
Gotta catch them all. Go, Pokey Dates. This is real. Where's Tinder Brony? For the other crowd.
There you go.
That tweet, Pokey Dates.
There you go.
Liked our tweet.
Which Gavin's a part of. Oh,
shit. So, there's just so much they can lie about, which was hashtag RNC blah, blah, blah. My Little Pony uses the same defense. Brony Palooza podcast summer 2016. Within seconds of posting it, Brony retweeted it.
Oh, nice.
Which I was dying laughing trying to hide it in the corner, and I almost
what
said something
it?
The moment it happened.
Hashtag that shit.
Well, I hashtagged it because you guys were talking about My Little Pony. It threw it in there, and within seconds, Brony retweeted it. This whatever. I was dying. It was so good. We are definitely getting fans.